USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The presumptive Democratic presidential ticket was rolled out at a high school in Wilmington, Delaware. In their first appearance together, Joe Biden explained why he chose Kamala Harris.
Kamala knows how to govern. She knows how to make the hard calls. All across the nation, little girls woke up, especially little black and brown girls, who so often feel overlooked and undervalued in their communities. But today, just maybe, they're seeing themselves for the first time in a new way as the stuff of president and vice presidents.
President Trump wasted no time in launching an attack against the California senator.
Probably one of the reasons she was a terrible candidate and was forced to leave the race because she got her facts wrong. You know, she's very bad on facts.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A military helicopter made an emergency landing in Manassas, Virginia, after it was struck by a bullet. One service member inside was injured. The helicopter was conducting a routine training mission when the incident occurred. The bullet caused a minor injury to the hand of an air crew member and damage to the aircraft, which is attached to the 1st Helicopter Squadron. The FBI said the injured service member was treated and released from the hospital. The FBI's Washington field office said it dispatched special agents to the Manassas airport to investigate the incident. The FBI and Joint Base Andrews called on members of the public with any information about the shooting to contact authorities. A request for a single trial for 4 fired Minneapolis police officers was made by prosecutors to the judge in the custody death of George Floyd. Minnesota's attorney general said the evidence is similar against the 4 officers, and a single trial would spare the trauma of multiple trials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After months of negotiations, coronavirus relief talks are still stalled in Congress. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Republicans and Democrats still can't agree on a stimulus package and haven't met since Friday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin telling CNBC the president would like
to do a payroll tax cut, so he'll go back to Congress when he wins the election and ask Congress to have this money forgiven and have the Social Security Trust Fund fully topped up so that in no way does this impact Social Security.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Belarus authorities have arrested more than 6,000 demonstrators over the past 3 days amid substantial opposition to election results that declared President Alexander Lukashenko the winner of another term. Lukashenko's opponents say police have used violence to quell the protests since election officials said the president won re-election in a landslide on Sunday. Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, Lukashenko's chief opponent, fled to neighboring Lithuania for her own safety. Tikhanovskaya had taken her husband's place as the leading opposition candidate after he was put in prison right before the election. She rejected the preliminary results before fleeing Belarus. Senator Chris Murphy called on President Trump to withdraw his nominee for ambassador to Belarus due to the unrest. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.